The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael, Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach. But the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 90 meters off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them, and though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. If we pay attention in the Holy Spirit, we can see the progression in holiness and the rewards of the life of a saint, in Simon Peter, which is an example to all of us. In the Gospel, we catch a glimpse of Simon Peter, Saint Peter, after the resurrection, after he had denied the Lord three times in the Passion. We see a broken man who is starting to hope again. One who had declared that he would go even to his death for the Lord Jesus and failed. Betrayed the Lord three times. Yet the Lord comes to him in mercy, looks for him, and then gives him an opportunity to make up for his betrayals, asking him three times, "Do you love me?" Redoing, repairing, making reparation for his three-time denial of the Lord. This is a tremendous grace and mercy. And then you see him lifted up and restored in his vocation. See, a vocation and a calling in the Lord, which all of us have by our baptisms, some special call like me from the priesthood, doesn't mean that you just always be a superhero, always be absolutely dedicated, but that you seek the grace of the Lord and take hold of it when or if you do fail, to be living in the mercy and the love of the Lord. And this was a lesson that Simon had to learn. It's not within his own powers alone to become the leader of the people of God, to become the good leader, to enter into the way of the Lord Jesus, but that he had to rely on the Lord, even with his own feebleness and weakness and hard-headedness. But then you see in the Acts of the Apostles, now the fully confirmed Peter, after the Pentecost, has gotten the courage of the Holy Spirit to proclaim the gospel to the end of the world. There's a very prophecy about here what eventually did happen to him, is that even he was so courageous that he had taken hold of what the Lord had brought him through, his memories, that came to trust in the Lord to such an extent that when he was persecuted, he rejoiced then, and when he came to his final persecution, thrown in prison and then eventually crucified upside down, he rejoiced even in this, that he could suffer in the same way as the Lord. We're asking in humility to be crucified upside down for his betrayals. This is an image of the power of the Holy Spirit, the workings of Jesus in one's life, if one allows it. And then the final image is the glory of those in heaven, those who follow the Lamb who was sacrificed, who is now in glory. The image we have in the Paschal candle. We should understand this image that Jesus is the true Passover Lamb. That's why we say, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus is the Lamb of God who, fulfilling the Old Testament types, was sacrificed for us, but now is resurrected, and his wounds remain, but they are glories now. In heaven, the wounds of Jesus still can be seen, and perhaps the wounds of the other, those who suffered for the Lord, can still be seen. But light shines now through these, and it is to their glory. Is the glory of the Lamb who was sacrificed for us, these wounds. And we see the further image of those who have passed through the trials and difficulties with the Lord, those who are martyred or passed through the great tribulations, that they now can sing the song of the Lamb wherever they go. All creatures sing this song in glory of the Lord. This is the end of those who follow the Lord in holiness. The saints in heaven, an image we can take hold of as hope, an image that we should have fixed in our minds and our hearts. If we see our feebleness, our failures, our difficulties, the passions that we've passed through, we can take hope in the mercy of the Lord as long as we live, and in the hope of the glory of the saints to come, where there we can rejoice with the Lord and sing the song with all the creatures under the sun and in the heavens to the glory of the Lamb of God who was sacrificed for love of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.